Blog Talk Radio.
Proving that just about anybody can talk about trucks, live from Tampa, Florida, Minot, North Dakota, and Nashville, Tennessee, it's Talk CDL, The Trucker Show, with Troy, Tyler, and Dave. Now, let's talk CDL.
All right, welcome to Talk CDL. Tyler, you here today?
I'm here.
All right. A little food poisoning this week. Last week.
I guess I went to the doctor for it and everything, and I guess it's some sort of stomach virus, not food poisoning. You know, food poisoning only lasts like a couple hours, you know, it's a bad time, and then you're pretty much good to go. So, she said 4 to 5 days, I should be good. Gave me some medicine and slowly getting over it, so I'm here.
Oh, it sucks. Hey, I know there's a couple of guys that were wanting to come on tonight, Cody and Alan was on the other day. He said he'll be popping in. I got a couple little messages from Kelly. She's been sleeping, trying to get on the show. And I see a lot of people, believe it or not, I don't know if you notice on the site, asking about Diesel, how he's doing. And I know Ruth Ann and him have been talking lately, and he had his first appointment since they cracked his chest open. So I had talked to him briefly the other day on the phone. He was really breathing kind of heavy, so I don't know that he's wanting to just sit on the podcast and just sit there and talk. Probably ain't worth having a bad night of breathing. So anyways, everybody, welcome to the show. You know, I got some things to talk about tonight. We've got the Chicago Expressways. Now, and Tyler, you know, we've been seeing in the news over the last couple of years, Chicago's really been getting more violent, you know, day by day up there. It's kind of a crazy city. People getting shot every night there, but now there's an article, and we'll be talking about it, but there's an article that's showing 20 people this year have been shot just driving on the interstates in Chicago this year. What are your thoughts on that?
Oh, yeah, Chicago, I mean, that place is just insane. You know, between Chicago and Miami and all those other, you know, high crime, you know, towns, I mean, just I didn't know about the interstate part, but I know Chicago itself has, you know, in double-digit deaths a day or something like that, in shootings, you know, people getting shot. So it's just crazy. That's crazy, though, the interstate. I mean, that's telling me that it's not the people either, you know, from road rage or you know, not gang-related or anything, just, you know, shootings. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah. Well, apparently this last episode the other day was a trucker getting shot. And so we're going to talk about just the do's and the don'ts, you know, and, you know, as drivers, you know, some of the things that we look at, you know, we take for granted as just driving out there on the road. I think many, in fact, when I was a driver, to be honest with you, I never really thought about getting shot out there, but you know what? It's an actual reality. So we're going to talk about that. Also, the inspections that went on, we've got some results. I told you, as we got results, we'd be getting, you know, posting them here and there. And we posted one up there earlier tonight. And we'll kind of breeze through that, maybe get a little statistics to see what the sweep netted. I think it's on air brakes being shut down for out of adjust brakes or maybe an air leak on your line or whatever the case. But there's, I think it was like a was that 2 or 3 day sweep that they did this little while ago?
I think it was a 3. I think they called it a 72-hour cleanse or something like that.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. You're right, 72. So there's a nice little amount, you know, and this is just going to be for, I didn't actually read the article, but it's titled showing that it's for brakes. So we'll take a look at that and go ahead and break that down a little bit for everybody. Do a couple commercials, hang out a little bit. Maybe the other guys will be popping in. Maybe not. Who knows? We're just going to get this show on the road and get it done. Tyler, you're still out there in Utah, right?
I'm still here enjoying this horrible hot weather.
Okay. You still have your wife back in North Dakota. Have you found another one out there in Utah? I know I joke about it, but do you feel compelled out there in Utah to look for another wife while you're there? Because I've never gone there because I didn't want to come away with, you know, another wife. Is there any, like, magnet thing going on? How are you feeling out there?
You know, you can definitely, I don't know. I don't trust any of them around here. You know, you talk to one and you don't even know how many husbands they have. Who knows? I don't know. I'm not risking it.
Yeah. Yeah, you're probably better off wearing a cross. Oh, no, that's right. That's for vampires. I wonder what you can wear to keep the women away. Maybe, you know what, Tyler? Color your teeth black and cut holes in your pants so they think you're poor. I mean, I don't know. You know, it's I know how to take care of vampires, but I'm not sure about all the women coming at me. I've never had swarms of women trying to marry me. And is that, again, you know, we joke about that, but, you know, is it a serious thing in Utah? Do they have a wife problem out there? Anyways, hey, anybody out there listening that's getting mad at these little, I don't know what you would call them. Anyways, hey, listen, let's take a quick break, Tyler, and come back, all right?
Right on.
For nearly 40 years, owner-operators have trusted Mercer Transportation to provide them with the freight and support needed to be successful. A 100% owner-operated company, Mercer Transportation provides a strong foundation for owner-operators to build their business on. We understand that for us to succeed, we need our owner-operators to succeed, and that is a responsibility we take seriously. That is why at Mercer you can expect consistent year-round freight, 100% fuel surcharge pass-through, fuel and tire discounts, paid cargo insurance plans. You can receive your settlement for each load within one business day with no additional fees. You will work with an assigned load coordinator who understands your business and will keep you loaded and profitable. Contact a Mercer representative today to discuss your goals and how Mercer can assist you in achieving them. Give us a call at 888-978-1393. That number again is 888-978-1393 or visit us online at www.mercertown.com. Mercer Transportation, rock solid, owner-operator driven.
Hey drivers, are you in the market for a new driving job? Are you looking for a small family-owned carrier that knows you by your first name? Well, let me tell you about North Dakota's best-kept secret. That secret is GMR Transportation. That's right. Chances are you've never even heard of GMR Transportation. GMR is a small family-owned carrier with 50 trucks and terminals in North Dakota and Wisconsin. GMR may be a small carrier, but they offer big benefits for you and your family. If you've never pulled a flatbed, but are looking to pull something different than, say, a typical dry van or a reefer trailer, then pick up the phone today and call Steve at 877-327-3127. That's 877-327-3127. And be sure to tell him, Talk CDL, the Trucker Show sent you.
Hey, drivers. How does a 14.1% pay increase sound? If you were at national carriers, you'd already have it. With two pay raises in less than a year, members of the elite fleet are making a great living on the road. Our competitive mileage rates and consistent year-round freight mean you can count on steady paychecks and annual earnings of $50,000 or more. But the pay is just one of the perks. As a company driver, you'll also ride in the comfort and reliability of the latest equipment like the Kenworth C680, the Freightliner Cascadia, and utility refrigerated trailers equipped with SmartTalk UT6 aerodynamics. And you don't have to ride alone. With NCI's rider and pet policy, you can enjoy the drive with your family and friends, even if they have 4 feet. National Carriers also offers a generous benefits package, including health insurance, 401k, paid vacation, and holidays. All you need to get started is a Class A CDL and 6 months of experience. Join the Elite Fleet today by calling 888-593-4110 or apply online at gonationalcarriers.com. That's gonationalcarriers.com.
Hey, drivers, Troy here with TalksEDL. Imagine one app on your phone that would enable you to look at all the applications out there that you might have with different trucking companies being processed. That's right. Just click on one app called Driver Pulse, and you'll be able to look in and see if a company has you almost hired or if something might be holding the application up. Just imagine how quick and convenient this will be for you and for the trucking company. No more slowdown periods at all. Drivers, head on over to 10thstreet.com. That's TENSTREET.com and download the Driver Pulse app, or you can go to Google Play or just Google it and you'll find Driver Pulse by 10th Street. Get it today. All right, welcome back to TalksEDL. It's Troy, and I've got Tyler with us today, of course, my compadre. And today we are talking about none other than people getting shot in a truck, or a car, for that matter. Tyler, you have any thoughts on this? Let me read this article. You with me, buddy?
Yep.
All right. Let me read this. Here's what it says. It says, trucker shot in the face in Chicago. It's the 20th expressway shooting this year alone. It says a trucker was driving, and he's in critical condition after a shooting on the Dan Ryan. If anybody knows Chicago, Dan Ryan's one of the expressways out there. It says this happened late Thursday night. It says this is the third expressway shooting this week alone, guys. That's how crazy is that? It said a man shot in the face while driving on the Dan Ryan expressway was in a critical condition Friday morning. The truck driver was shot just before midnight between 87th and 95th Street, according to state police, as he drove northbound on the Dan Ryan. It says three lanes of the expressway were shut down through the early morning hours as the police were investigating. The man was taken to Advocate Christ Medical Center in Oak Lawn, WGN reports. He's a 68-year-old Chicago trucker man. It says here, this is the third expressway shooting in Chicago this week, and the 20th, I want to say that again, and the 20th in 2016. This is just in Chicago now. See, you know, Tyler, I want to get the stats of what it is like in the United States. If 20 shootings are just in one city, what do you think the shooting a number has got to be, you know, from coast to coast? That's got to be crazy, man.
Well, I don't know. You got to look at Chicago itself in shootings compared to the rest of the U.S. I think Chicago is one of the leading in shootings a day, so I would say it's going to be higher, but, you know, I would have to say it's man, I don't even know. I don't know what it would be, but I'm sure it's a few more than 20, that's for sure, especially when you start getting down. I don't know about interstates, you know, but if I'm not mistaken, didn't we have – no, maybe it wasn't on the interstate. I was going to say in St. Louis, I thought we had a shooting at the beginning of the year there, but I don't remember if that was on the interstate or not. I think that might have been a truck stop.
So, I don't know.
I don't know.
And I was thinking the same thing you were. I'm kind of right on with you on the stats on Chicago, because everybody zeroed in on that area, you know, because there's people shot every day there. But,
yeah,
you know, I mean, that doesn't take away from the fact that there's violence in every city, and not even just that. I mean, rural areas also. So I would have to guess the number has to be pretty good size coast to coast. I'm going to try to get that. What's funny is I had to search for that article. That wasn't an article. It was just, you know, I mean, easily found. And you would think that some of the big trucker news places would have been reporting that, but that was not the case. So I'm not sure what the deal is, but I would tell you, here's the rest of that article. It says a motorist was shot in the head Monday night and drove onto Interstate 57 near 111th Street on Chicago's south side. According to state police, the man drove onto the interstate where he died, and his minivan rolled into a grassy embankment. On Sunday, two people died in a murder-suicide. That was a little different story. But like they're saying here, 20 this year alone, and, you know, it leads you to start thinking, Tyler, you know, as truckers, you know, you leave your house on a Sunday night going out there for the next 2-3 weeks to drive. And look, it doesn't take much, okay, for a trucker to accidentally cut somebody off. And next thing you know, the guy you cut off is a lunatic with a gun. What do you do?
You know, and I think we've kind of, we almost are coming full circle here, because we've covered security and trucking and things like this in the past. And, you know, like we've said in before, you really don't know what's ever going to happen. I mean, you as a trucker, you end up in some of the places that some people, I mean, you try to avoid these places, but especially these new guys out on the road, they might not know that, hey, that's not the area that you drive through. Some of those areas in, say, like North Carolina, you know, Virginia, some of those towns, and even in Florida and some of these other, you just don't drive through them. I mean, people that I know that have, you know, driven across the states and whatever, they've actually drove through town, went out, stepped out to get gas, and a cop pulled up to him and was like, what are you doing here? You need to follow me out of this area right now, because you're just not safe in this area. And that's just fact. You know, that's sadly how the streets are sometimes. And truckers, you know, you're in there all the time, you're sleeping on the side of the roads, and sadly, you know, this is kind of what you're putting yourself in. So it's definitely something to be aware about. I just didn't realize that it was this many, you know, shootings on the interstate itself. I mean, I guess they're not all from, hey, let me just shoot this guy. You know, there's, you know, like you said, murder, suicide, and other reasons behind it. But I'm sure most of it's road rage, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I would have to agree also on that one. I would think a lot of it is road rage. And my gosh, people. Hey, you know, I seen a video just, you know, a couple weeks ago where a girl and a guy, I don't know what led up to it, but the video tunes in and it's another chick running them off the road, an older lady, actually. They're like a young couple, and the lady's probably looks like a mother, you know, maybe even possibly a grandmother. She's at least 40s, maybe 50, and she's like running. She's like tailgating, and then she gets up around these kids and she's slamming her brakes on, and then she gets up beside them and runs them off the road. And like, they're in like torture, you know, it's like in fear for their life. And, you know, you just never know what people will do in a car. And I'll tell you, really the best thing you can do with anybody is just take your time. You see, hey, I'll tell you, here's something else a lot of people do. And truckers are guilty of this, Tyler. Truckers see somebody driving like an idiot and they're coming up, you know, threatening, you know what threading a needle is, right, Tyler?
Yeah. Yeah.
Coming up, passing out and just flying in between traffic. And truckers are guilty of, and I was guilty of this. You see somebody back, you know, in your mirror acting like an idiot, and we're guilty of getting out in the hammer lane to purposely slow them down. And you don't even know, you get some raging lunatic and you're slowing him down, and he may have an emergency. He may have just caught his old lady in bed with somebody. You know what I mean, Tyler? Just, he could be just totally out in left field, lunaticked out. And guess what? You now become the brunt of his torture, his terror, his reign of horror. And he pulls a gun out. Look at this trucker. I mean, I don't know. He was a 68-year-old man. My guess is, like you said, it had to be some form of road rage. Did the guy get cut off? Did the trucker purposely not get over for him? You know, I don't know. But all you know now is somebody got a bullet in him, Tyler.
Yeah. And, you know, honestly, in certain areas, you know, especially Chicago and some of these other high crime areas, gang related and everything else, you know, it's not off. I don't think it's far too off to say that there's some interstate killings are really popular because of the fact that if you're on the interstate, most likely you're not from the area. It's harder to track, you know, the body, everything else like that. So, I mean, for all we know, some of these in the Chicago area especially could be, you know, initiations and all these other crazy things, you know, that, hey, you know, to come in with us, just go out on the interstate and, you know, take care of somebody. I don't know. I mean, it's just kind of, there's so many different things it could really be. I mean, the human mind is just insane the way it can go. And there's just so many possibilities, but you know,
Tyler,
just one more reason why, huh? Go ahead.
You bring up a valid point. And I, you know, as I was reading this, I didn't go down that road where you're at right now in your mind, But I got to tell you, you're spot on. And a lot of people are probably listening to you right now going, what the hell is he talking about? Initiations, that's bull crap. But that is not bull crap. I mean, I know in Miami they were doing it. L.A. they were doing it. And a lot of times some of these gangs, the only way in is to hurt or kill somebody to get into those damn gangs. And you could be the victim of that just in the city. Hey, they you know, that high beam game where you put your high beams on the wrong people, you know, at night, that's an initiation. There's all kind of crazy stuff going out there. Go ahead.
When it comes to these kind of things, I mean, things like you just said, the flashing the high beams thing, when that was huge for a while, you know, hopping in someone's vehicle while they're gassing up, these things are true dangers. I mean, just imagine I just didn't even mean to do that, but gassing up at a truck stop at night, you know, in the middle of nowhere, having someone hop up into your truck and into the, you know, the bed and wait until you get, you know, 20 miles down the road. I mean, there's just so many things that can happen out on the road. It's just, and initiations is huge. I mean, it's just, sadly, it is. I mean, that's a big bulk of deaths. I'm not going to say for gang members, but I mean, if you're in areas, that's just something to be vigilant about. You know, if you're in an area that's known to be high in crime, most likely you got people that are looking to do bad. That's just the sad truth. So,
you know, Tyler, I wonder if there's an app for travelers where they can see a high crime area that they're going through. You know, that's probably a huge money maker, because these app people can make something to that effect. I mean, if not, you and I ought to go and see if we can find the right people to make that and become rich, and then we'll stop doing the podcast. I'm kidding. But anyways, Tyler, think about this.
Go ahead.
What you're hitting on here, being at the wrong place at the wrong time. But if you honestly and truly didn't, you know, if you knew that, hey, that's the wrong place, you can avoid being there at any time. You know, you get what I'm saying? Like, that wrong, because there's a lot of people that we've read this lately where somebody was in the wrong place at the wrong time, at the right moment for some sick killer or a car to hit him or whatever the case is. You know, if you had the right information going, because who the hell knows? Let's be honest. You're on the Dan Ryan, or you're on 90, or you're on the Skyway in Chicago, or you're coming through the BQE in New York City, whatever, you're traveling. You're not from that area, and you don't know that, hey, you really don't want to get off the interstate in these areas. You know what I mean? If you had the app or you had the information in your head saying, you know what, these are not areas we want to get out and put gas in our car, because you're absolutely right. One time, Tyler, I was traveling through Charlotte, got off an exit I'd never been there. And every city, I'm telling you, man, I got that in that whole area, and it was, you could tell that it wasn't the best place to be, man. You know, so, you know, the one thing you want to do out there is maybe know where you're at all times, because of being at the wrong place at the wrong time. Hope I didn't just rattle on and confuse anybody. Tyler, go ahead.
No. And, I don't know. I'm going to have to look into that, see if there is an app for that, you know, cause I mean, it's true. And I would honestly hope that, yeah, we will. Maybe we will.
Let's call it wrong place at the wrong time. Yeah, I like that.
Wrong place at the wrong time.
Guys, our minds right now, we're going to have it built. So don't anybody else do it, okay? Because we're going to do it. Is this a way to trademark? This is like our official – we're trademarking right now. Verbal trademarking. I wonder
it's a verbal contract.
Would that hold up in court?
I know verbal contracts can, but, hey, I don't know.
Yeah, that means somebody's got to agree.
I would say
that. Can we just proclaim a patent or a trademark?
You know, I don't think that works like that.
Damn it.
I think.
Freaking legal people. I hate them. I hate the legal system.
What was I saying? Got me all distracted. No, I hope dispatchers. I would hope dispatchers would, would kind of help out with this and make sure that you're not routing people through the wrong areas, because I mean, that's kind of, you know, there's lots of things a trucker needs to worry about, and the dispatcher can't see what's going on in the area, but based off statistics and everything, if it's a bigger company and stuff, they should know where they shouldn't be putting their trucks through. I mean, based off of theft rates, you know, and hijackings and just the full circle, you know, asset security spectrum. They should really should be something that they should be taking care of. Now, if you're on the interstate, though, no one's thinking that you're going to get, you know, popped on the interstate. I mean, it's just a shame. But, man, I don't even know. I'd like to know, I wish that some of these would have a little bit more detail on why exactly it happened. I mean, I know some of them said it, but it's just, I guess they're not releasing
it. I'm looking, Tyler, on the internet. There's a bunch of apps for that.
Yeah, I figured there was going to be because
you know
right
what?
Now,
and,
like,
you know what?
Travel
I'm
apps are pretty big.
Because we just proclaimed our patent and they went and did it.
Yeah. And we said that we were going to do it and they already did it. So that's kind of messed up of them, actually. I mean,
they're fast.
Do you think, what if we just sat down? What if we sat down and had a full episode of things that we want to do? That way we put it out on air. We say, okay, well, this is all the things that we're going to do.
We're
proclaiming it right now. Proclaiming it. If it ever happens within the next 20 years, if I'm still alive, I'm suing you. Okay, if you come out with it. But I already said I'm doing it. So, like Google, I mean, I should.
Tell, I got a better
idea. I was going to.
If they come out with it, they just owe us money. That way we don't even have to come out with it.
A dollar per download, even for every single app on the market. I'll take that.
All right. So, anyways, listen, drivers, to be on the serious side, this is a serious. And I don't think that the news is really reporting it because I don't think people. Tyler, I'm going to try to find statistics, but that's kind of an alarming number. The 20 people were shot, even though it is Chicago, the worst city there probably is right now. But I'm kind of a little concerned myself for my brothers and sisters out there driving big rigs, even people themselves in general that are just traveling or just anybody innocent. You know, going through one of these areas and you got somebody being initiated or you just got somebody that's driving around ticked off, or maybe even just got a serial killer that's just out there shooting people. Who knows? But all I know is I've never seen any big reports on anything like that. But even if you say, okay, Chicago, let's just say Chicago is the highest. Okay. Which I don't think it would be. It's not the most populated, but then you've got, you know, you've got Dallas, you got Houston, you got San Antonio, you got Baton Rouge, you've got New Orleans, you've got Mobile, Birmingham, you've got Jacksonville, Tallahassee, Pensacola, Miami, Tampa, you know what I mean? All those cities in Florida, you've got all the cities all the way up to New York City, Boston, all those big cities in every state. Come on, man, even if they're 80% of what Chicago's doing, that's got to be an alarming number of people shooting. You know, while you're in a car, it's getting pretty bad out there. And I'm not trying to say, oh, the sky's falling in. Oh, everybody run for cover. I'm just saying that, honestly, if you're a driver out there and you're driving a big rig, you might want to exercise, just for your safety's sake, you might want to exercise common courtesy, even if you got some jackass driving 100 million miles an hour, coming up, passing everybody out, and yada, zigzagging in and out. You never know if the guy has an emergency and he's willing to shoot you to save somebody in his car even. You know what I mean? You don't know what the actual reason is. All I can tell you is get out of their way. It's the best thing to do. Tyler, any advice before we move on?
No, but I would say if you just do a simple Google search saying what did I type in right here? I said, how many interstate shooting deaths are there a year? You know, the first article that comes up is the one we're talking about now, but there's another one about a lady killed right after Mother's Day that had two teenage daughters in the car. I mean, there's 10 I-10 shootings within 11 days in Phoenix. That was last year. I mean, there's tons of them out there. So it's definitely something to be wary about, and it just comes to show, you know, why you should just be vigilant out on the road. I mean, just watch all your surroundings, why you shouldn't be distracted, why you should be looking at the vehicles as they're driving past you. You know, not only for that little kid out the window trying to honk, you know, get a horn, but, you know, also maybe for someone aiming a gun at you. So, yeah.
Yeah. I hear you, brother. Okay. Well, here's an article. Tyler, let's move on. We might want to announce that we're going to a different quick conversation before we end this show here. Let me look to see if any of those. Okay. I was just looking for Alan and Cody. Let me just read this here. This was on an inspection. Let's see, 760 trucks placed out of service during Operation Airbrake. This must be a different sweep that they did, one that I didn't even know about. This was just Operation Airbrake. It says officials announced this week that 760 trucks were placed out of service during a surprise one-day brake inspection blitz earlier in the year. Okay, so it wasn't even announced. They just said, okay, we're going to go ahead and check this out. So it says Operation Airbrake was unannounced, Commercial Vehicle Safety Alliance-sponsored inspection blitz that took place throughout the U.S. and Canada. Oh, so they did it up there in Canada also, and this happened on May 4th. So it happened about 2 months ago. It said inspectors were specifically on the lookout for brake violations. Of the 6,128 commercial vehicles inspected, 12.5% were taken out of service. That's actually a pretty big number, I think, for brake violations. Another 13.9% were taken out of service for non-brake related violations. It said during International Road Check 2015, about 43% of the trucks were placed out of service. Had 43% of the ones that were placed out of service, this was back in 15, had brake violations. It said the announcement of the Operation Airbrake results are a good reminder to be ready for CVSA's Brake Safety Week, which will take place, okay, September 11th to the 17th. And we'll start announcing that, Tyler, the first week of September. We're going to be just so everybody knows, I'll announce that here in just a little bit. But that's a good indication, guys, to the amount of people placed out of service for brakes. Tyler, what are your thoughts on those numbers? 760 out of 6,100 were shut down because of brake violations. And Tyler, I don't know if you know this, but this could be just the brake was out of adjust, maybe by one turn of a nut, even, you know.
I just hope the companies, being that it's really not the responsibility. I mean, it is a responsibility, but it's not the responsibility of the driver, for them brakes. You know, it's not something that a driver should really always be messing with. It should be a certified, mechanic and everything else. But, I hope the companies don't go to heart too quickly. I'm hoping, it's nothing that's going to really hurt drivers. But what I do hope that does come from this is that, people are making sure that they're keeping on top of their companies to make sure their brakes are good. Whenever they're going in for, an overnight, they try and, get the brakes looked at. I don't know. Just making sure you're doing the best that you can to make sure you're staying on top of your equipment, because it is something that we're seeing in the last couple of years. The DOT is taking even more serious. They're doing these lockdowns. They're doing these cleansings to making sure that, all these trucks that are unsafe on the road, they're trying to get them off, and I don't know if some of these were like, okay, yeah, it was just a little bit off, I guess it can be a little bit, unsure, because some of these DOT officers might be a little bit more lenient than others and giving some people a break based off of how that person is presenting themselves and acting, and maybe some other things were found, who knows. So I don't know if these were really major violations and that's why they were the ones. I'm glad that out of that 600 or 700 that was taken off the road, I'm sure some of those were ones that were true safety violations. So we know that lives were saved, potentially from taking these vehicles off the road and getting them fixed before they did take a life. So there's always something positive to take from it. As long as the companies aren't giving a penalty to these drivers, I think it's great. I think the company should be the ones taking the heat for this, unless you're an owner operator. If that's the case, then you need to make sure your equipment's good to go. So,
I would say, I know that a lot of companies don't allow drivers to adjust brakes. Okay. And a lot of times it's just brakes. It's just a matter of a 9/16 or a half inch wrench. It's a little slip nut or whatever. It's a spring nut or whatever you call it. You push it down and you can crank the bolt in, and then you back it off, a turn and a half, whatever the measurement is. But a lot of companies will not let anybody, unless they're a certified mechanic, actually touch those brakes. And then also, I believe, if you get red tagged, if you get put if inspection puts you out of service, I believe that you cannot drive until a certified mechanic has certified that he adjusted your brakes. I don't believe that they'll even let you do it anyways on scene. So I could see that being a problem with surprise inspections like that, most likely it could have took 30 seconds to crawl under there, spin a nut, back it off, and you're ready to go, So it's just the littlest things can put a trucker out. And, unfortunately, the drivers that really weren't in any danger and nobody was in danger around them, it's unfortunate because, now they're sitting a day waiting for a mechanic to come out and adjust his brakes for him. And guess what? He's losing money. And it's a shame, with a lot of these drivers that this has to happen to them. And in my opinion, because I know what it's like. A lot of drivers, I speak to drivers all the time. I spoke to them, all my life. And some drivers are just barely making it, depending on who they're running for. And, sitting for a day kills their whole week. So, I kind of have a heart for that driver. Now, if you got somebody that was blatant and is like everything is like totally out of adjust, you've got an air leak, whatever the case is, honestly, at that point, that's, if you're just negligent, that's one thing. But if it's something very, very minor, I feel that, what I feel, Tyler, let me tell you something. I feel that every truck driver that gets his Class A CDL should also be taught a company can do this, I would think. Certify these guys, or at least somehow give them a crash course in adjusting brakes. Come on, man. I mean, it's so simple. Crazy simple.
I think something like that should be done. Just like you get a course to train you real quick how to take care of your refrigerator and make sure it's turned on, how to handle everything there. If you're a reefer and everything, if how to hook up your hoses, everything, those little mechanical things that you have to do naturally, checking, your just the things that you learn to get your Class A CDL in itself are just as complicated, and they're not complicated, but I'm just using that word, as checking your brakes. So it should be something, just like, you have to, you can become a trainer. Why not do the same thing? And, even if it's maybe they don't want to invest the money in hiring someone to do these trainings or whatever, at least do like a certain percentage of your fleet, have like a little special assignment or something, like a special duty, I don't know, where, whenever guys are coming in, there's a good amount of people that are certified that might make an extra $10 or $15 per truck that they do check the brakes on when people come through. I don't know, just some sort of little incentive, something to make sure brakes and general checkups are being done. I don't know. There could be something that's bring up, but it just does suck that for these guys that are just maybe a little bit off, that they have to sit and wait for someone, for a certified mechanic to come out and take care of their truck. Now I would say if every other issue in trucking was fixed, which isn't going to happen, but if every other issue was fixed, like layover and everything else, it wouldn't be as big of an issue. But the issue is, once they're stopped, they're stopped. They're not making any money. If layover pay and everything else was all fixed, if they were to get stopped because of an inspection was failed because of something out of their control, they would be getting compensated accurately. But that's not the case. So that's where we come with this big issue. So, it's just kind of full circle, and it shouldn't be that way, but that is how it is. So whatever.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. Hey, Tyler. Let's wrap this show up, man. Let's just rock out of here. And a week from Monday, we'll be off that week. We're not going to be the show will be just reruns. Not this Monday, but a week from Monday, that week we'll be off. And then I believe there's a week or two in September that we're going to be off also. We'll be redoing some things and possibly coming up with season 3. I'm not sure if season 3 starts in November or September. I have to check and see. But I know there's going to be a week to 10 days in September also. I think I'll have to check with everybody to see, but I think that's going to be off also. Just thought I'd let everybody know. Tom, why don't you tell everybody how they can find us and how we're doing out there in Trucker World.
All right. I would say, you know, if you're looking for us, okay, there's two main resources by far, 100%. If you're just looking to interact with TalkCDL, Facebook.com/TalkCDL is going to be our biggest interaction with you guys. If you want to talk to us, if you want to ask us a question, if you want to come on the show, if you want to suggest a show topic, if you want to do any of that stuff, okay, if you want to contact us, period, go to Facebook.com/TalkCDL. And then just click on the message button there or the private message or even just find some way to type on that page and click enter. If it posts on there, we'll find it. Even if it's a comment saying, hey, I need to talk to you guys, we'll guide you from there. Okay, just find some way to contact us on there. I believe in you. Go there. We also post our daily topics on there. We post other articles about news in the industry. Just go there and hang out. It's a great place. Make sure you hit that like button if you haven't done so. That way you get updates on your feed. Aside from that, I would say TalkCDL.com is the number one place to listen to our show. Go there. If you're not listening live through the listening line, which is 516-387-1911, you can just go in there and listen. If you're not doing that and you want to listen to the show later on, TalkCDL.com, after the show's live, about 30 minutes after, it'll post up on there. You can go there and listen to the show. Right on the homepage, you'll see the episode title, and you click continue reading or something like that, and you can click the play button on the episode and listen. The third resource for listening to the show is going to be iTunes. Head over to iTunes, and you can type in TalkCDL, trucking, whatever you want to type trucking related, and I guarantee you're going to find us on there. Make sure you hit that subscribe button. Leave us a review. We really appreciate that because it helps other truckers find us, and, you know, who wouldn't want to find out about us? We're pretty awesome, I think, so. But if you leave us a review, we'll know the truth about that. So other than that, I think that's about it. One other thing I would like to mention on TalkCDL.com is there is going to be some T-shirts on there soon. Okay, so there's going to be some, or I would say merch. I'm going to say merch for merchandise, okay? If you're going to go to TalkCDL.com, if you go on there, you're going to see like a merchandise or a shop kind of icon there that you can you click on there that might have some of our logos on there. It might have some of the funny little comments on that we kind of, you know, release on Facebook. What are some of those ones we got coming out? I heard it on TalkCDL or just kind of some things out there, just kind of so you guys can get something physically from us. You know, it helps support the show, helps us continue doing it. And then you also get a cool new T-shirt. So, things like that will be coming, maybe some coffee mugs. Who knows what we're going to come up with. But it'll be on there, and you can help support the show that way. So aside from that, I think that's about it. That was a little bit of a rant, but all good information, I think. So go ahead, Troy.
I like that. The official TalkCDL T-shirt to be out soon, huh? I would love to just be out there and see people wearing them T-shirts. Hey, Tyler, give me your final thoughts on the air brakes and on off, you know, more on, you know, driving and keeping safe, you know, maybe to even get one of these apps.
Yeah. You know, maybe we'll have to come out with some sort of a list. Maybe we'll come out with a list on Facebook later on this weekend. We'll post over there some links to some of these apps. You know, I will say right there, I don't know of any of these apps yet. I'll have to research them myself and look at the reviews and figure out which ones that I personally would want to suggest to you guys, maybe even download them myself and test them out. But we don't get paid by any of these apps to give them to you guys. We're just going to do it because we like you guys. We think you're okay. So we'd like to give it out there for you because that would really be an awesome app for you guys to have. You know, if you're going into a new area, you've never been there before, bring up that app and see, okay, how many shootings is in this area? Maybe this is an area that when I go to sleep, maybe I should be, you know, locking my doors or securing my doors a little bit more. You know, make sure your personal security as well as your cargo security is in place in these certain areas. These shootings are horrible. It's just a sad tragedy that we're losing lives in America from Americans. That whole ordeal, just the whole thing altogether, I can go on forever talking about, you know, American versus American crime, black versus black crime, white versus white crime, the whole shebang. But that's not what we're going to do here today. So I would say just make sure you're safe. okay? Sometimes you have family members with you. Make sure you're taking your personal security, both physically and through your electronic devices and everything else, seriously, because the world is a dangerous place, both in the cyber community and in the physical aspect when you're driving on those back roads. So be very careful. I guess not only the back roads, but the interstates. So you're not safe anywhere unless you're making yourself safe. So that's my thoughts.
Good thoughts. All right. Hey, you know what? My thoughts always the same. Lord willing, tomorrow if we're alive, we're going to get up and do the show. And, you know, that's pretty much all I've got tonight. You know, stay safe. Keep your doors locked if you're sleeping in a city somewhere. Pulling into a truck stop, try to stay in the lit area. You break down the interstate, try to stay in your vehicle till help comes. Don't pull off any exits that you don't know about. Maybe download one of these apps that will show you high crime rates and things like that, only because, like Tyler said in the beginning of the show, you don't want to get off into a neighborhood that really you shouldn't be getting off into. And I mean just a place where crime is very, very prevalent and you become the target. You know what I mean? It's almost like a man in his underwear running, you know, in the summer near a lake. You know, the mosquitoes are all going to get them, okay? Well, you sure don't want to be the trucker that pulls into an area, can't get turned around, and he's stuck, and he has to get out of his vehicle, and there's no help. Just stay out of those areas. Might sound stupid, but it's very true. Other than that, hey, we'll talk with you tomorrow. Good night, and God bless, and you guys take care. Keep it safe.